Good evening and welcome to Hungary Reports. I'm Steffi Derry. Thanks for joining us. Belgian police have arrested two people suspected of planning attacks in Brussels during the festive season. The suspects were accused of planning attacks against several symbolic targets in Brussels, as well as on the police. Meanwhile, Vienna is on high alert after a tip warns of possible attacks in European capitals. So far, Hungary has not received a terror threat.
On the weekend, the Austrian authorities announced that, according to warnings from friendly intelligence services, terrorists plan to carry out attacks in Vienna and other major European cities between Christmas and the New Year's Eve. Since then, there are more police officers on the streets of Vienna. But the planned year-ender programs and festivities will not be cancelled. On Tuesday, they held the final rehearsal of the traditional New Year's concert. As part of the security measures, the border control is tighter. On Tuesday was the first time Austria refused to accept 150 migrants arriving from Slovenia. The official statement was that the illegal border crossers had fake IDs and passports, and taking them in would have meant security risk. The Hungarian secret services have not received any intel from partner services about any kind of an attack planned to be carried out in Hungary on New Year's Eve, said the chief homeland security advisor to the prime minister. Hungary has not received any such intel or warning. There is no information on any kind of a direct threat to Hungary. The level 3 terror alert currently in effect, with more police officers on the street and intensive intelligence activities, is sufficient to prevent any such attempts, said György Bakondi. The security advisor underlined that the government does everything in its power to protect Hungary and the citizens.
In the meantime, the Austrian authorities reopened the road number 67 at the Spielfeld border crossing to Slovenia that was shut down due to the migrants' flux. The Austrian public TV learned that if the new control system works at the registration point, not far from the road, then the border crossing may remain open, even if the number of arriving migrants should grow again. The Austrian army reported that most of the fence along the open borders are in place, about 1.5 kilometers of the planned 3.7 kilometers. The construction works are now on hold due to the Christmas holidays. Works will continue on the 11th of January. Law enforcement employees will receive a 5% pay rise as of January 2016, on top of an average 30% increase they received in July this year. Salaries in this sector will continue to be raised by altogether 50% by 2019. The State Secretary of the Interior Ministry recalled that law enforcement workers did very well during the 2015 migrant crisis.
The emergency police force lined up on the platform to hold the migrants back at the Keleti railway station in Budapest back in August. Thousands of policemen had extra duties due to illegal migrants. The government appreciates the work of law enforcement employees with special regards to their stance during the 2015 migrant crisis, said the Deputy State Secretary of Human Resources. The law enforcement career model scheme was introduced in 2015, but its full implementation takes 4 years. Salaries in the sector will be raised by altogether 50%, and a promotion system will also be more predictable, András Zsinka said. An additional 8 billion forints have been set aside for performance-related pay as well. The pay hike is part and parcel of the law enforcement career model scheme, which also includes a home building allowance and insurance bonuses. The current pay rise affects most of the law enforcement workers, 43,000 people. The budget earmarked for the pay hike is 93 billion forints, around 300 million euros. There has been no example for this pay rise in this sector for the last 13 years.
More than 200,000 families will receive help from the social firewood supply program. Transportation of wood and coal have already begun in December throughout Hungary. In the 2,200 settlements, the firewood will reach needy families no later than mid-February. And the Hungarian Interchurch Aid will also donate wood. They will distribute the pieces of the special charity Christmas tree built from firewood at Erzsébet Square on the 6th of January.
It has just arrived for the Kővári family. They said they received firewood last year, so they were expecting it this year too. They can hardly afford it from their own income. The municipal council transported the wood to the family with the help of public workers. We received the wood, which was a great help because our monthly salary is real low. We always try to add up our incomes each month and buy 1.5 cubic meters of wood, said Mrs. Kővári. Since 2011, a local government of a settlement with a population less than 5,000 people can apply for firewood aid. This year's budget for this purpose was 3 billion forints. Almost 2,200 settlements, about 200,000 families will receive wood. The social firewood will get to every needy people no later than the middle of February. By distributing wood, the Hungarian Interchurch Aid supports hundreds of families. They set up a special charity Christmas tree made of firewood this year again at Erzsébet Square in Budapest. The tree behind me is 16 meters high and contains 40 tons of firewood. After the 6th of January, this will provide enough wood for 25 families. At each family, it will last for about 3 months until the end of the heating season, said the communications directors of the aid. The now beautifully decorated Christmas trees will end up as firewood as well. In Budapest, most of the trees will get to the waste processing plant and will be used in the district heating system.
The Hungarian Ornithological Society organized a bird ringing to farewell 2015. Visitors could admire rare bird species or they could even touch them. Over 200,000 birds are ringed in Hungary every year.
A lot of children went to the Farkas forest in Budapest to see the birds closer than ever before. The jay, the great tit or the woodpecker. The bravest ones could even touch them or take a selfie with them. I have three parrots. All of them are blue. I love birds. I always watch them from my window, said Dóra Simon. They collect the birds with a special net. After that, the ornithologists ring them. This helps keep track of the birds, for example, for how long they live, which way they fly in the winter, and so on. For many birds from Northern Europe or Asia, we are Africa. Those coming from Belarus or Siberia, where there is minus 40 degrees Celsius and 6 feet of snow for 6 months, for them Hungary is a perfect place to spend the winter, said Zoltán Orbán. More than 60 bird species spend the winter in Hungary every year.
And this year, it is the 14th time the ice hotel is built near the Bulea Lake, the gem of the Fogaras Mountains in Transylvania. The idea came from Scandinavia, but today this ice hotel is one of the favorite holiday spots for those who like to greet the new year a little bit differently.
The builders cut the ice of the glacier lake. The so-called seasonal hotel that they called the Ice Castle takes 10,000 huge blocks of ice to build. We cut the ice close to the bank for safety reasons. We take out 300 blocks a day, said István Demeter. The blocks are transported on auto sleds to the construction site. Most of the rooms are completed by now. The ceiling of the great hall housing the restaurant and the bar is supported by a special scaffolding they call the coffrage. The guests can rest on beds made also of ice. In the bar, the waiters take out the orders on ice trays and serve the drinks in ice glasses too. The hotel can be open until mid-April, and every year the hotel has a different name and theme. This year, when Europe needs cooperation more than ever, we decided to name the hotel Europe. 14 of our double bedrooms will be furnished with items characteristic to certain European nations, said Lydia Bodila. They place thick furs and blankets onto the ice beds to keep the guests warm and cozy. A double bedroom costs about 100 euros a day. Last season, the ice hotel had 15,000 guests.
And that's all for now. Don't forget that Hungary Reports is back every night after the 11 p.m. news here on M1. And soon, still to come, the German, then the Russian news. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.